Do you want to see an EGFR mutation assay in general in every one of your patients?
I think that for patients who are heavy smokers with squamous cell, I don't think EGFR mutation assays are all that helpful. Short of that, I think that for patients with adenocarcinoma or never smokers or light smokers, I think it can be very helpful. I think, Neil, one of the things we're about to begin is entering an era where we have far more information available to us in treating lung cancer. I think, as you've pointed out very nicely on several occasions, I think the breast cancer doctors have shown us the way with their dependence upon estrogen, progesterone receptor, and HER2 status to pick treatments, and increasingly their adoption of the Oncotype DX assay. And I think you'll be seeing more and more of that in lung cancer. I think at a minimum, RAS status, EGFR by FISH, EGFR mutation, EGFR by IHC, possibly RAF mutation status, possibly HER2. I think these will all be things that we could one day be looking at in lung cancer.
What are some of the other biologic agents that are coming down the pike that you think maybe could be a part of the standard care over the next few years?
So the class of drugs everybody's the most excited about, if you think about ASCO 2008, were the IGF receptor inhibitors. And probably the thing that made people most excited there was the idea of seeing something that actually worked better in squamous cell. Most of what you and I have been talking about today are therapies that help patients with adenocarcinoma. Squamous cell still remains an important type of lung cancer that we don't have a lot of fabulous treatments for. And the finding, or at least the suggestion from Dan Karp's group at MD Anderson, that giving chemotherapy plus an IGF inhibitor might actually improve outcome compared to chemotherapy alone, and that's justified a large phase 3 trial, I think is something people are pretty excited about in lung cancer.